Libya's eastern neighbor, Egypt, has already seen its regime change. President Hosni Mubarak was forced out exactly 2 weeks ago after 30 years in office and 18 days of protests. Egypt's new military rulers have promised elections within 6 months. Egyptians are dealing in different ways with their newfound freedom, and they hope more change is in store. The World's Ben Gilbert listened as three Egyptians told him about the changes in their country and in their lives over the past 2 weeks.
Rhonda Abdu knew Egypt needed change. She owns an advertising firm in Cairo, and she had firsthand experience with the corruption at the core of former President Hosni Mubarak's regime. But Abdu didn't attend the protests. In fact, she didn't think Mubarak should step down. She thought he could serve out his term and help Egypt transition to democracy. But Abdu feels nothing but relief now that the regime is gone.
Now I feel I can speak out. I was too scared that if I speak up, something will happen to my business. And we are responsible for a lot of families here. We cannot put our business at risk. I believe with real freedom, with real democracy, I'll be able to say whatever I want to say, not being threatened that the next morning I will either be taken somewhere or some sort of an accusation will come to me or my business will have to close down.
Then there's the story of graphic designer Adham Bakri. On the night of January 24th, he decided to go to the protest the next day. His friends were skeptical.
They said, what's your agenda? What are you going to fight for? And I said, look, I'm not, like, really political up there. You know, I don't have, like, a great idea what's going on or how this country's run, but I do want change. I'm a graphic designer. Very simple, you know, very simple, but I wanted to be out there as a body.
Bakri was there, and he was in Tahrir Square 8 days later during the infamous camel charge by pro-Mubarak thugs and the subsequent fighting.
I was just like, damn. We're gonna die, you know? I have a friend that was shot by a sniper, and he passed away. To me, it's just like, as soon as Mubarak left, like a couple of days at home, I was just, you know, speechless. I mean, thinking about all the days that passed, it's just bizarre. It's too much information for my head to compute, you know?
Bakri is just as confused by the political debates that are swirling in the wake of Mubarak's ouster, but he says the protesters have achieved at least part of their victory.
Somebody like me, somebody who doesn't know much about politics, you know, I need to sit and read about this. But there's still a lot to be done. I think if we come every Friday and show them that we're here, we're waiting.
They came today. Men, women, and children carried Egyptian flags and celebrated 2 weeks since the toppling of the Mubarak regime. Hisham Qassem was a target of that regime. He was president of the Egyptian Organization for Human Rights and went on to found two newspapers. Now he's planning to open a new news organization.
This is going to be a studio. News bulletin every hour and talk shows, commentators.
And how does it feel to be founding a newspaper now in this new age?
Well, great. You know, I'm going to be able to work like you, as opposed to, you know, I don't know who said this, but some poet said, I spent more time defending.
Qassem's eyes begin to water. He turns away.
I spent more time defending my guitar than playing it. You know, maybe in the remaining work years I have, I'll just be able to work like a normal publisher, not having to struggle to do my work every day.
For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert.